High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to High FM. The time now is... Sorry about that. The time now is 9 and 10 minutes. We are on the 2nd of May, 2019. Sorry. And today's Yom HaShoah, so we're not going to have a normal show. Not a normal show that we usually have. It's going to be much quieter. We're going to have Peter Feldman with us, and we're going to have the movie review, but otherwise it's going to be a little bit more quiet.
Subdued.
We're going to listen to music. Peter, how are you?
I'm fine. It's a lovely day today. What can I say? Watched football last night. Disappointing.
Put us in the mood.
Put us in the mood. Yes.
The remembering mood. So, just now at 9 o'clock, 10 minutes ago in Israel, there was a siren for 2 minutes, to mark the start of the ceremonies around Israel, to commemorate Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Day. Just after it, in Yad Vashem, the ceremony of putting the special flowers and everything with the President of Israel and the Prime Minister. And in the Knesset of Israel, just now they're going to start and reading all the names. They're going to start in reading all the names of the people that died in the Shoah, in the Holocaust. It's called Lekol Ish Yashem. Every man have a name. And in Poland, I think it's around 2 o'clock our time, the Walk of Life, Mitzad HaChaim, it's gonna start in Auschwitz at 2 o'clock, and they're gonna walk all the way to Birkenau, 3 kilometers, to commemorate the Holocaust. This walk is the 31st. It started in 1988. A lot of special people gonna be there. Okay. We have to go for commercials. We're going to continue just now.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
Okay, we're back with you. We're going to do movies today, like I said, but otherwise we're going to listen to the music. We're going to talk a little bit about the Holocaust and what it means to us. So, Peter, let's start with movies. Are we going to give some tickets away today?
Yes, if people want to listen and answer a couple of questions. There are not great movies opening on Friday. I must say there's a horror film, and there's a South African movie called Skermison, which I actually watched on my computer because I couldn't go to the preview, and so I had to watch it on my computer, which is not the best way to watch
a
movie.
How do they do that? They send you like a file?
They send me a file which I either download or I stream. I decided not to download it, so I started streaming it, and then I realized after a while that I didn't have enough internet energy, so to speak. So it kept stopping, but I did get an idea of what the film was about. It is a film about depression. It's one of these strong message movies, faith-based, and it's based on a guy. He's in the movie. He's written about the movie. He stars in it, and it's about his own battle with depression and anxiety. He's a doctor, and he can't remember, but he thinks he may have poisoned his mother. And he can't remember what happened because I think he gave her the wrong pills, and she passed away. And he's living with this guilt, and it's consuming him. And he's going to commit suicide. But on the way there, he meets two people who change his life. One is a young woman, and the other is her mother. Now, her mother is suffering from cancer, and her mother's in the last days of survival. So you've got all this atmosphere, all this negativity floating around. Pity Bayers is the guy who actually put the film together. It's directed by a man named Philip Rademeyer. It's in Afrikaans. They have English subtitles. So if people are interested in South African films, they can go and see this. I wasn't overly impressed.
Is it very dark?
It's very depressing, because they're talking about things that are close to their hearts. And it's supposed to be very honest. That's honest. The guy's talking about his life. And it's very slow. It's a lot of pauses in between. And it's not terribly well made. The only bright side is it's filmed at the coast. So there are beautiful shots of the sea and the sunset. You know, all those kind of hallmark type postcard shots that they like to use to soften the blow. It's called Skirmison, and I don't know how many people will actually go and see it. The other is for horror fans. It's called Curse of La Llorona. It's a Mexican monster. This is a woman who in the 17th century, in a moment of sheer anger, murdered her two children. She drowned them in the river because her husband, she found out, was having an affair. And this was in the 17th century, and her spirit is supposed to haunt the area, and she's on the lookout for children. She likes to kill children, and that's basically what the movie is about. I didn't like it. It's part of the Conjuring verse. Remember, they had the Nun and they had Annabelle.
Yeah.
Well, this has diluted the whole impact of this franchise, I'm afraid. It is not a very strong film. It's got a lot of Mexican actors in. One is an American, I think, Linda Cardinelli, who's quite well known. The director is Michael Chavez, and I found that the haunting not very impressive. The ghost was quite frightening at times, but it's all, we've seen it before, cheap thrills. They're in this house and this ghost is trying to come in. So if you're in the mood for frights, this is the sort of movie you may want to see, but it's not one of the best horror films I've seen. So that's basically it. And there's another movie opening on Friday, which I can't really talk about. I mentioned the name is Ted Bundy. And, that's about it.
Okay.
The movie I want to just mention is, the horror film. It comes from a franchise. If our listeners can just tell us what the franchise is. The previous movies, Leo, were very good.
Yeah.
They set the tone for horror movies, but subsequently they've deteriorated. So if we could just get the name of the movie, I did mention it, from which this is just a franchise. Great, thank you.
Even the name, it's not really easy
to
say and to spell. Okay, guys, so you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or SMS on 34519. The answer, Peter will give you just the T's and C's quickly. And you can win yourself a double ticket to go and watch a movie. So
the T's and C's I repeat every week.
Yes.
It's 2D and 3D movies. You can't go to Extreme or to 4DX. You can't book online. The movies are valid for 3 months. Mm-hmm. You've got to actually be there and give them your Mobi codes. And when you do, just tell them that you are a competition winner on Chai FM on our show, and you'll get your tickets. You'll each get 2 tickets. We're giving away 4 tickets. It's 2 pairs to people who want to see the movies, and you can't see the movie on the week of release. But there's so many movies out at the moment, and some very good ones. I went to see The Bookshop the other day at Rosebank, and a totally enchanting movie, also a little depressing. But there seems to be a lot of movies out there depressing. Let me just mention, you were talking about the Holocaust. I got some fake news just now, which I'll discuss with you.
Later. Because we need to go for commercial again. What do you know? So don't forget to call us. WhatsApp 061-895-1019. Great.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back with you. It's 9:25. And sorry, we are here. Me, Liel today, not Roy. Roy's out of town, and we're talking about the Holocaust. We just talked about movies, by the way. And if you want to win a double ticket, we talked about a horror movie and what series of horror movies is it from. You can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 and win a double ticket to go and watch a movie in the cinema. Peter, I cut you very rudely. to go to commercials. You want to say something?
I just want to mention that I received from a friend a message on WhatsApp which said, for grandfather, grandma, our parents and their families, this week in England, every mention of the Holocaust was removed from the school curriculum, claiming that it harms the Muslim population, which denies the existence of the Holocaust. It is a sign of the coming of the catastrophe which is gradually approaching the world, a startling evidence of the inconceivable ease with which the nations surrender. Some 70 years have passed since the end of World War II in Europe. This email was sent to create a memory chain in the memory of the 6 million Jews, 20 million Russians, 10 million Christians, and 1,900 Catholic priests who were murdered, raped, burned, starved to death, and humiliated by those who were looking for another way. No more than ever before, against the backdrop of the efforts of Iran and others who declared the Holocaust as a legend, it is absolutely necessary to do everything possible so that the world will never forget. This email should reach at least 40 million people worldwide. And it says, join us and take part in the memory chain and help spread the word. I spoke to a friend, the editor of the Jewish Report, and she did a bit of investigation. She couldn't find any truth to this. And I spoke to a couple of friends, and they think it might be fake news.
It is. I'm pretty sure it is fake news, but it's based on something very, very serious. That's in England, they're talking about
removing
a lot of the Holocaust and all this stuff from the
syllabus
from school. Books. Mm. Yeah, but I don't think they did it yet, and definitely not in the day that in Israel we remembering the people that died. And we talked about it before the show. We talked about the remembering and what the. Now, our children that are basically fourth generation, I'm a third generation to the Holocaust. My grandparents been through the Holocaust. My parents are second generation, and we, the third generation, we still remembering quite a lot, but it's not as it used to be. And one of the most important things for the remembering of the Holocaust is the survivors. And every year that passed, you get less and less and less survivors. You mentioned already 70 year passed. So whoever was alive there is at least 70 years old. And it's not such a young age. And we don't have a lot of survivors left. And it's very, very important to listen to the survivors and to see what they've been through. Because whatever picture and whatever you read in history, the horrors that been through the Holocaust, I don't think they happen again since then. It's something very, very unique. And the stories that we heard during the years are really something that you want to keep on living all your life, just that nobody else will have to go through that. And I'm not talking only about Jews. Nobody in the world should go through something like this. That was just horrible days, and we must remember it forever and ever. And the kids today have much less survivors to listen to. The parents are already third generation, so it doesn't mean to them the same as it mean to the second generation, or especially not to the survivors. So I told Moshe before that last night I sat with the kids, and at about 7 o'clock, just before food, showers and bed, we all sat around the table. We took one memory candle. We put it in the middle of the candle. We talked about why we're lighting this candle on. And exactly like we're doing in Pesach for 3,000 years, we're sitting around the table with our kids and we're telling them that they can never forget. And that's something very, very important, that the kids will know and will understand that it's their responsibility to make sure that something like this will never, ever happen again. And I really hope it will keep on working. That's what I have to say. Let's listen to another beautiful song of Yehuda Poliker. It's called Ashes.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And again, we're back. Roy is not in today, and we are making a little bit of a quiet show for the Holocaust Day. And it's going to be like this until 10 o'clock.
I wanted to ask you about the selection of music today. Is it evergreen songs from Israel? Are they very well-known artists? Can you just give us a little background onto the music you selected today?
The music, I tell you what, we got a set of songs. It's not like a set of songs. It's hundreds of songs that is written. Not all of them about the Holocaust, but a lot of them about the days that I don't know how to explain it. They're taking you back to this period, basically. So you got a lot of songs that was wrote about the Holocaust or inspiration from what people went through over there. One of the artists is Yehuda Poliker. Yehuda Poliker is a Greek Jew from parents from Saloniki. Yeah. Saloniki was a very big Jewish community that almost all of them got wiped out in the Holocaust. And he's a second generation to Holocaust survivors. And he's dealing a lot with what it means to be a second generation, to grow up in a house where both your parents are survivors and stuff like this. We're going to get to it again just now because we have something a little bit similar over here. And actually, Yehuda Poliker, in this Independence Day that will be next Wednesday, he is chosen to be one of the guys that will light the big lights over there. They chosen every year like 10 people, and it's very, very special. So I thought I'd put a couple of songs that he sang. And and the rest, like I said, we got sets for this Memorial Day, and we got another set, much bigger one,
For next week
for the Memorial Day for the soldiers and everybody that dies in the wars. A lot of Israel music is based on the wars and whatever we went through.
The experiences
around the wars. Quite a lot. So we got a lot of songs that are very, very emotional. Yeah, and sad.
And have a significance.
So Moshe is here with us as well. Shalom, Moshe.
Good day, how are
it's,
you?
It's very nice yeah, to sorry, have you
I
in
just
the
a little bit
studio.
Late, but I'm here, yes.
He's been running in and out of the studio.
Studio. So we're talking about the memory. We're talking about our kids. And by the way, Helene sent us shalom. That's not fake news about what Peter said about the teaching of the Holocaust in English in Britain. She said, that's not fake news. That's real news, Emmet. Arlene, I hope you're wrong. Really, I don't know what to say. And another thing she said, it's let's we never forget we have to teach and tell our children. And very important, when you were out, Moshe, I said that for me it's exactly like Pesach. You need to tell your kids.
Yes, because you know, as a lot in England, and there is a Holocaust denial.
Forget about England. Okay, we are not in England, and it doesn't matter if you're in England or not.
Compared to what the lady, you know, emailed you.
What is our job as second generation, I'm third generation, and our kids, fourth generation of the Holocaust, what is our job, what we need to do that they will never forget? Because we talked about it before. The survivors are almost gone. There's not a lot of survivors. And a very part of my childhood, because I didn't grow up in a house that was survivors in the house.
Yes.
But to talk to the survivors that was all around you, and at least once a year in a Holocaust Day to sit and to hear the testimonials, what else can we do that our kids and our kids' kids will never ever forget. It's very important.
It's only teaching them in the schools, because there are maybe 300, 400, 500 survivors.
I don't know if I want to trust school here. We just heard about Britain that want to take a lot of the Holocaust.
Denial,
It's not about denial. It's about want to be right with the Muslims and want to be right with this and want to be... But that's something very, very important. It's not a game.
No, we've got a problem. As I said... How to, you can only teach them, and yes, every year you memorize this. Don't forget. Maybe you can forgive what happened at the Holocaust, but don't forget.
Hold this thought. We want to make some bucks and we come back just now.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back. And me and Moshe were talking about the memory of the Holocaust and what is our job in it, because to trust the government, any government, doesn't matter which country it is, because in Israel I do trust them to not to forget it. What is our job as parents with our kids to do that they will never forget and they will know exactly what happened?
That's why, you know, the government, you know, is introduced already now. Today is a walking, as you mentioned, there's a march in, from Auschwitz to Birkenau, and every year doing it. So this gives you the memories. In other words, you will always remember it, not to forget. That's the only way you can remember it. You cannot, you know, put something into my mind. Unless you teach me, or you let me go over there and I feel it. Fine. That's what happened. Then I remember it.
Listen, there is one thing to grow up in a house with Holocaust survivors. It's there's not a day that it's not in your life.
I did.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The other thing is our job now much, much harder, because the Holocaust is not part of our life anymore. Me as a third generation, how do I make my kids never, ever forget? And not only that, in 30 years, I want my kids to be able to tell the kids in the same intensity and to remember in the same intensity that I remember, and it's important to me.
Liel, whatever you say, you're right, but there is a problem. I think, you know, the generations that started, you know, they don't relate to it the way, let's say you're second generation, I'm the first generation. I relate to it differently. My grandchildren, you know, yet it much happened, less. But, you know, nothing to do with me anymore.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not around them the whole day. Even I, when I grew up, every day I saw survivors. Every day I talked to survivors. My teachers were Holocaust survivors. But these people are gone slowly and sadly. They're not with us anymore. And in 10, 15 years, there won't be any survivors whatsoever.
That's right.
So the job is to ask for the
it's only
not even the first generation already, the second generation, the third generation that have small kids, to talk to the kids.
It's history. It's only in the books. You teach them.
But you said before, like in America, it's because it's not around you, it's gone. It's people just starting to, if you're not talking about it enough, sorry about it. If you're not talking about it enough, you're going to forget about it.
Yeah. Some people, you know, don't relate to, you know, to the Second World War anymore. You know, it happened. It's part of the history, but nothing to do with us. You know, we knew a new generation. We got a new way of thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's there. It's in the history books. That's all.
And I hope, someone said the survivors and what we know should be in a book like the Haggadah for the children. And that's what I say. I think it's very, very important. Yeah. Maybe it's not part of our religion, but it will be a part of the Jewish nation in 300 years, and in 3,000 years, our people will remember it like they remember going out of Egypt or Purim, or whatever it will be. So It's definitely, definitely something that we need to put into. You know that in Yad Vashem, Yad Vashem is the biggest memorial museum in Israel for the Holocaust. They are inviting for the last 30, 40 years survivors to sit and record their story in a video or in a sound, in audio file. And they're keeping all these testimonials because, like I said, these people will go, the testimonial will go with them. And there is nothing, nothing like listen to a survivor tell his story. I'm coming from a kibbutz in Israel. I know that at least 3-4 times a year we used to sit with the survivors and listen to the stories. And in the Holocaust days, we used to have all these ceremonies, and part of it will be people that come and give testimonials and talk about what they've been through. And that's what I'm saying. That's something that will never return, because our kids don't have the same experience, and their kids will even have less experience for this one. So
unfortunately, it's fading away. You see, in other words, what you say, how to keep it alive all the time in their memories. It's only with, if you talk about this, history books, teaching in school, and that's how it is, you know. That's, you know, when you learn history, you learn about everything. You learn about Second World War, First World War, Civil War. That's how you learn. So in other words, this gives you a little bit of a knowledge and memories so you can, but you don't talk about this every day. Unfortunately, if you're not the first generation, second generation maybe, it won't, you know, unfortunately fading away.
And we're talking about 70 years. That's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. We're talking about the Jewish came out of Egypt 3,000 years ago, and we're still talking about it like it was yesterday. We're telling it to our sons every year. That's what I think the Holocaust have to be. Because it's not a religious thing, we're not taking it in the same serious matter.
That's true. You're right.
Someone said, for me, still in my life, third generation, my daughter went to camp in Germany, it's a mitzvah, and you're 100% right, called Walk of Life, that is happening every year in Yom HaShoah. It's happening again today. She was sickened, a 22-year-old. That's very important, because they're talking now in Israel to stop sending the kids to Poland to see the...
To stop. And why?
The parents said it's too much. It's too much, it's money, it's they missing school. Why you need to do it? Why you need to do it, Moshe?
You see, there's a problem. And if you stop this, where are the memories? Where's the relationship to it?
That's something.
So it's fading away.
I think it's very, very dangerous. Yeah. And, we have to take care of it. Otherwise it can go away. Let's listen to another song and we'll come back to say our goodbyes.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
And we're back with you for this special show that we have for Yom HaShoah. Moshe's not gonna let me go home before I mention Liverpool, not Liverpool, actually Barcelona. Last night, wasn't a great game for Liverpool. Although we didn't play bad, Barcelona outclassed us and,
Barcelona didn't play well either.
Yeah, but they did outclass us, or at least Messi is.
Yeah.
Messi. Like I said before, Barcelona is not a great team, Messi is God. Yeah.
It's Messi another 10. You know what
that means. Messi another 10. Usually it's not, work against a good team like Liverpool or Ajax, I think they're a great team, but,
Suarez also played very well. He came in just at that moment as the ball came across.
I don't know. It was more the defense than his goal.
That let him down. That let us down.
Let Liverpool down. But hats off for Barcelona. Listen, they outclassed us. And we have a lot of work to do next week. The chances are there. Nobody
gives up. But they've got now, there's a pressure because now they've got also the league.
The league also. I think the league is, there's no pressure on the league. We're going to go there very, very free. If we win, we win. We still have a chance. If we lose, it doesn't matter. It's not up to us. But I think the league, we are much, much more at ease.
I'll tell you why. Because the pressure is, as I mentioned to you last week, the pressure is on Manchester, not on Liverpool. Liverpool got nothing to gain.
They can only,
you know what I mean? They're the challengers. If they win, good. If they didn't win, nothing happened.
Like
Manchester got to lose.
People say that definitely after yesterday, Liverpool's season is a failure. I don't think a failure if you make a whole season with one lost in the, one defeat in the league. The 91 points, it can't be a failure. And semi-finals, second year in a row, Champions League.
They're a very good team, and they, unfortunately, sometimes doesn't go your way.
Yeah.
But, on the whole, Liverpool got a good team.
Great season. Guys, we have to go. Peter, thank you very much for today.
Thank you.
We'll meet again next week. Moshe, thank you. Guys, have a great, great weekend ahead.
And don't forget to vote.
We'll see you when we have a new government. Cheers.